Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'ikaton Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We're holding on the top line of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Amar Shmuel. So says the Gemara Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, when it comes to Shabbos, Mikabli Kibaylas, to contract someone, a guy, to do work for you. So Be'etzim, that's Mutter. He's working for himself. However, B'toychat Chum Aser. It's only Chutzot Chum that it's Mutter. Inside the Chum, it's a problem of Ma'er Zayin. You only have a Heter to contract him to do work for you outside the Chum. Now, Amar Rapapa qualified that, and he said, "V'afilu chutzat chum." Even when you're outside the tchum and you don't have ma'arisayin, and Shmuel said it's mutter, le'amarin el deleka masa de mekar v'lohasam. That's only if there's no other Jewish town. It's outside of your tchum, and there's also no other Jewish town that it's within it, that it's within its tchum. Avalika masa de mekar v'lohasam. If there's another Jewish town that's nearby, so then it's going to be aser. And Amar Misharshia v'chileka masa de mekar v'lohasam. And even when there's no town, no Jewish town that's close by, namil. This halacha is only true when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, because being that there's no Jewish town that's in close proximity, and at Shabbos and Yom Tov there's an Isser Tchumin, so you're typically not going to have Jews over there. Who doesn't go on their Cholamayit trip, right? So you're allowed to go outside the Tchum, and therefore the fact that it's outside the Tchum doesn't give you much of a heter, because people travel outside the Tchum, and therefore it's going to be Aser. Marzut Shabader of Nachman banu le'avdana mikabli kibaylas chutz l'tchum. Marzut Shabader of Nachman, they built him, Goyim built for him on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. They built for him as contractors, so it's technically okay. They built him a house outside the tchum. And Iklu Rav Safra of Rav Huna Bar Chinna of Olu Legabe. L'maisa, his guests came, Rav Safra and Rav Huna Bar Chinna, and they didn't want to go inside the house. They felt that there was Chil Shabbos or Chil Yom Tov involved. V'yikad Amri hu nami le'ol begabe. Some even say that Marzut himself didn't go into the house. Now ask the Gemara, what's the Chil Shabbos? V'amer Shmuel, mekabli kibaylas, teichat chom aser, chutzot chom mutter. Outside the tchum, it's mutter. And this was outside the tchum. Says the Gemara, two terutzim. Terutz number one is that Adam Chashav Shani, even though technically speaking it was mutter, but they were makbid on them, they were machmer on themselves because they didn't want others to learn from them and then be even more mako than you're allowed to be. V'yikad Amri Sayuye Sayia B'tivna B'hadayu. Now Marzutra, he provided the raw materials for the Goyim to do the work, and in that case it's actually Asr Medina. Rav Chama B'shara Luhu La'abugare the Bei Reish Galusa L'mebed Luhu Avidita B'chul D'mayada. He allowed the table fixers of the Bei Reish Galusa to continue and do their work on Cholamai to fix the tables, and even though they were getting paid, Amar, he reasoned, he said that Kevin the Agar like a Shakli, they're not getting actually any, you know, money for their payment. Sharshu Yehuda Kamisharshule, they're just getting free meals for less than, but therefore there's no issue. That's not considered, that it's not a problem of paying someone. The only issue is if you're paying someone, that creates a of the dechol. But if you're just paying him in sandwiches, so that doesn't create an of the dechol, and therefore that's why it was mutter. Tan Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, the mekavlin kibaylas b'mayeh la'seisa la'achar amayit. You're allowed to contract a worker to do work for you after cholamayit, and you're allowed to do it on cholamayit that he should do the work after cholamayit. B'mayeh aser, but you can't contract him to do the work on the mayit. Klalo shodavar, this is the rule. Kol shu aisa, anything that you are allowed to do, aymer l'nachriv aisa, you could tell a guy to do it for you. V'chol she'enu aisa, enu aymer l'nachriv aisa, anything that you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to tell a guy to do it for you. Tani Idach, we learned in another braisa, mekabel kibaylas b'mayeh la'aseisa la'achar amayeh, that you're allowed to contract a worker to do work for you on cholamayeh, to do the work after cholamayeh. Ubavad shol yimdoi v'shol yishko v'shol yimne kederek shu aysa b'chol. As long as you don't do it in a way that involves a zilzal d'mayeh of the d'chol, you can't start measuring things and weighing things and counting things. That's already the way you would normally do things during the week. That you're not allowed to do. Tan Rabbanan, Eimar Vien Behema Bechula Shalmayid, you're not allowed to mate animals in Chalamayid, that's a tircha. Ki Aitzebai, Eimar Vien Bevechar, Vlo Bepsuli Hamukdashin. You're not allowed to mate a Bechar or Psuli Hamukdashin because you're not allowed to do work with them. And Tani Idach, we learned in another Braisa, going back to Chalamayid, that Eimar Vien Behema Bechula Shalmayid, you're not allowed to mate animals in Chalamayid. Rabbi Yudah Eimar, that is an exception. Chamayra Shetava, if you have a female donkey that clearly shows interest in the male, so then already it's dangerous if it's not together, and therefore, so you're allowed to give it a zachar and mate them so that the female doesn't get sick. When it comes to other animals that they're taiveya, so then you make the shidduch, you put them both into the pen together, and you let them do their thing. you're still not allowed to do it yourself. That's only by a chamayra, because there it's mamish dangerous. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Ein madairin, loy b'shabasais, loy b'yomintayvim, loy b'chul shamay. You're not allowed to pen animals in a pen together around the field, and move them around the field, so that there might be zavil all over the field. That's nirekem ezavil, and so that's a told of chayresh, and that's aser on Shabbos, yomtav, and cholamayit. Then bayu me'alein, however, if they come by themselves, gayim come and they bring these animals, so mutter, you don't have to stop them. However, vein misayin in eisan, you're not allowed to assist them, vein maisin lahem shaymer, lanayar esaynam, and you don't bring a shaymer to then start watching their flock. If the guy's a worker for you, but it's not just for that day of Shabbos or Yom Tov. He works by the week, he works by the month, by the year, or by the 7 years. So therefore, when he's coming to the field, he's doing it for himself. You didn't hire him to come specifically today. So then, Messiah and Eisan, so then you're even allowed to help them. You're allowed to give them a watchman to watch their tzayin. And Rabbi Eimer, no, you're not allowed to do that. B'Shabbos b'toiva, on Shabbos, which is very chomer. So the only thing you're allowed to do is you're allowed to be makar toiv. And b'yamtiv b'mezaynis, you're allowed to pay him food. And b'mayay b'scharon, cholamayin, you can even give him money. But otherwise, you're not allowed to give a person money to do this. And I'm Rav Yosef, hilchasa k'rebi, the halacha follows Rebbe. So the Mishnah Vayter, v'chem yishaya yeinoi b'seicha bar. A person has wine that's flowing into a bar, and now he wants to barrel it. V'eiru eivol, oi aines, oi shituhu. It becomes an avol. And now he can't do malacha, or it becomes an aines, and now it's cholamayit. Oishi too, he had workers that were supposed to come before Yom Tov, there were no shows, and now it's cholamayit. So now what's the halacha? If he doesn't take care of it, it's going to be a davar avid, it's going to get ruined. So zayle v'goymer v'gav kedarka divar Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi says, continue the process as normal, let the wine continue to flow, you'll put it into barrels, you'll seal the barrels, do everything like normal. It's a davar avid, so you have a heter to do malacha. However, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda imer aysaloy limudah b'shoshaloy yachmet. So no, you can't mamish do everything like normal. All you could do is, instead of sealing the barrels, you could just put limudim, you could put these wooden boards on top. That will prevent it from souring, from becoming vinegar. And that's all you have a hetter to do. You have to do a shinui, though. You can't do the actual malacha of sealing the barrels. Now, says the Gemara of Vitzricha, that we need both the first Mishnah of the parak that spoke about olive oil, and this Mishnah that speaks about wine, even though they're basically identical cases. If I just had the first Mishnah about the olive oil, so I would say that's where Rabbi Yaisi says you don't need to do a shinoi, because olive oil is a big loss if it gets ruined. Wine, it's not as big of a loss. It'll become vinegar. You could sell that too. It's not as big of a loss. Same amaydi leil Rabbi Yehuda, maybe he'd be mighty to Rabbi Yehuda that you have to do a shinoi. V'yashrinam basraisa, if I just would have had the second Mishnah, I would say, Bahi kama Rabbi Yehuda, that's where Rabbi Yehuda said that you don't need to do a shinoi. Aval bahach ema mighty le Rabbi Yaisi, but in the first Mishnah, when it comes to olive oil, so maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you could do it even without a shinoi, because it's such a big loss, kamash mulan, that no, Rabbi Yehuda argues in both cases, and Rabbi Yaisi argues in both cases. Amr of Yitzchak bar Abba, Naman Tana Shinoi b'mayi b'davar Avid, who is the Tana who says that even by a davar Avid and Cholamayid you have to employ a Shinoi? It's the loy Rabbi Yaisi, it's not like Rabbi Yaisi. Amr of Yosef, halacha Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yosef says that the halacha is like Rabbi Yaisi, that when it comes to davar Avid, you do not need to use a Shinoi. Are you allowed to seal a barrel of beer on Cholamayit? We spoke in the Mishnah about a barrel of wine. What about a barrel of beer? So Amar Lehu, he said to them, Sinai Amar Halacha Rabbi Yaisi. Sinai, referring to Rabbi Yosef, already said that the halacha follows Rabbi Yaisi, that you're allowed to do malacha for a davar ave, and you don't even have to use a shinoi. So they said back, yeah, but Imr Amar Rabbi Yaisi Bechamra B'shechar Mi'amar, he said it about wine. Do you know that he would say the same thing about beer? So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said back, yeah, Chamra Taim Amayim Yishav Dinafesh Pseide. What's the reason why by wine you have a heter? It's because it's a davar avid. There's a loss. Shechar Nami Yisvei Pseide. To have beer uncovered is also a loss. And how do I know that? Amr Abaye, Abaye once said, that Amr Liyim, my caretaker said, that Bar Shis Save V'shaya Mi Bar Tamne V'lay Shaya. Better to have a six saw of beer that's sealed, that the barrels are sealed, than to have eight saw and they're not sealed, because so you see clearly that it's a loss if it's uncovered, if it's unsealed, and therefore just like by wine you have a heter to cover it, so too you'll have the same heter when it comes to beer.